Hello and welcome to your practice of Yoga Nidra, your practice of deep, uninterrupted, unhurried rest. Take the next few moments, maybe many moments, as much time and space as you need to create a space in time that feels sacred and comfortable, and above anything else, a space that feels safe for you to rest and nuzzle into, creating a container, a cocoon of support for your body. You can grab all of the props that you need to go under you. You can layer the top body with your favorite sweater or thick socks, maybe an eye mask or a blanket or two or three. Take a moment to pause and check in and see what it is that your body is asking for. And then slowly, sweetly, in an unhurried and kind way, lay your body down. Maybe there's space to tuck the chin slightly towards the throat to extend through the back of the neck. Maybe you draw the shoulder blades in one at a time towards the spine. And as shoulder blades hug the spine, let them slide down. Each palm can turn upward, or maybe ground down, or face inward. A willingness to simply be here, fully, totally present as you are. The practice of Yoga Nidra is done in an awakened and aware state. It is the body that sometimes sleeps and always in some way rests peacefully. This is a practice where the mind undergoes an excavation, a sifting back layer upon layer of self, beliefs, memories, emotions, all the secrets and stories that have accumulated from the time of conception until now. So rest easefully through the jaw. Create space through the mouth, relaxing all muscles, joints, glands, organs, veins, cells, relieving the body of any tension like a drain. Let the mind release itself from its own confines or cages of structure, analysis, logic, and reasoning. Allow the mind to let go of that doing, and allow it, feel it, become, allow it to be expansive, imaginative, spontaneous, creative, and totally free. Relax the body and free the mind. And in these next few unhurried moments, if there's any discomfort, any nudges appearing, could you arrange or rearrange yourself? Maybe find a shimmy, a shake, a shuffle, a tuck, a scoop, a lengthening, a symmetry. Create softness, space, and support And then when you've found that perfect for you pose, exhale and drain down, release to the weight of gravity down into the support of the earth, the solidity of the ground below you. You are so completely held, dear one. Invite that. Feel that. Give yourself permission to feel that. You are so completely held, loved in this container, this cocoon that you have created. A true investment in yourself. And it is here in this beautiful moment where we call to the center of the heart, to the truth of who we are, creating that convicted statement of I or I am. Let your sankalpa drop heavily down into the center of the heart. Let it be absorbed by each pulse, each vibration, each beat. And repeat your sankalpa 3 times. Trust in the memory, the wisdom of your heart, in the vibration of your physical self and your soul. Your sankalpa, dear one, 3 times. Now let it go. Let it become one with the nature of your heart. A remembrance of your wholeness. Now slow down your breath. Let the orbs of the eyes fall back. The veil of the lid becoming heavy. As the eyes fall back, the inner eye turns on. And allow the inner eye to guide itself into the right hand. The inner eye gazes upon and settles in to the thumb of the right hand. And from the thumb of the right hand, you'll travel this awareness, this gaze, your inner eye, into the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, all 5 fingers together, the right hand, staying with me through the right side body as we move from hand into wrist, the muscle that wraps the forearm, the right elbow, muscle of upper arm, the shoulder girdle, the right breast, right lung, right ribs, the organs through the right side of the body, the liver, the gallbladder, the large intestine, the right hip joint, the right socket of right leg, the big bone and the large muscle of the right upper leg, the right kneecap, the smaller bone and muscle of the right lower leg, the ankle, heel, sole of right foot, top of the foot, all five toes together. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The whole right side of the body. Whole right side of the body. Let awareness swim into and through the whole right side body. Energy flowing, prana moving. Now allow the inner eye to travel over to the left side, gazing upon the left hand and into the left hand thumb. Gaze into left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, all five fingers together, the whole left hand. Staying with me through left side body as we move into the left wrist. The meat that wraps the forearm, the left elbow, muscle of upper arm, left shoulder girdle, left breast, lung, ribs, the organs through the left side body, the spleen, the stomach, the small intestine, left hip joint, and socket of the left leg. The large bone and muscle of left upper leg, kneecap, the smaller bone and muscle of the lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the left foot, top of the foot, all five left toes, big to small. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The whole left side of the body. The whole left side of the body. Breath, prana, and energy swimming through the entire left side. Now we'll start to work our way up the back body, then over and down the front, beginning at the heels, both calves, backs of knees, the hamstrings, the buttocks, seat muscles, the low back, middle back, upper back, and shoulder blades, backs of both arms, neck, and skull, crown of the head, the forehead, cheekbones, the orbit of the eyes, cavity of the nose, the upper lip line, lower lip line, upper jaw, lower jaw, chin, throat, the clavicles, the arms, the chest, the sacred heart, rib cage, belly, pelvic bowl, hip bones, thigh muscles, kneecaps, lower leg, top side of the feet, and all 10 toes, starting from left little toe over to right little toe. 1, 2, 3, 4, left big toe, right big toe, 7, 8, 9, 10. All 10 toes together, feeling now a whole body awareness, whole body awareness, a relaxed body, a free mind. Relaxed body, the skin, muscle, and bone, even the fluid, all of you heavy, warm, and relaxed, completely free here, free to be free. And from this relaxed body awakens a deeper breath as you feel it slowly come in through the nose and make its way down the channel of breath into both lungs, from both lungs up the channel of breath and out both nostrils, breathing slower and longer each breath. The mind tethered to, centered into the length and the depth, whole belly breath, each breath slower and longer. Breath down the channel and back up. And as you are watching the nature of your breath, you unconsciously, organically awaken the witness, the one who is watching, not participating, not creating, the one who is witnessing the breath. Feel the witness, the watcher, awaken. See your breath and see yourself as the one being breathed in total co-creation with the universe here. You are being breathed. With the awareness of breath flowing, with the awareness of the witness, attention attuned to the breath, acknowledge that the breath remains when the awareness flows elsewhere. If the awareness flows away from breath, the breath still exists, moving silently and intelligently through the background, no need for control, no need for the mind. You remain in a constant state of being breathed. So release the watching of the breath and come to steady into the omniscient inner eye, or that space of the inner gaze. Illuminate your third eye chakra. Turn it on. Center of forehead, eyebrow center. Letting all of your awareness pool into this potent, powerful place of seeing. Chidikash. And there is a certain magic that can be seen through this eye, as it sees beyond all reasoning, all analysis, beyond all logic, and whatever it's been told is right or wrong. This eye sees through clarity, it sees through the lens of creativity. There are no restraints. Allow awareness to take its place at the center of forehead, the all-seeing, all-knowing inner eye. And as you look and gaze inward now, as you look inward down into the space of Sacred Heart, what do you see here? If you've turned your gaze back onto yourself, what do you see? Who are you really? And how do you have relation with the witness who is always watching? Are you aware of the watcher? Are you aware of the inner knowing? Bring your gaze to the belly. What exists inside of the belly? What emotion is stored there? And does this emotion have a story? An anchor to a person? A tie to an event? Does it hold with it trauma? Can you see what is being held there? Can you feel what you're feeling? Trusting that the container, the cocoon that you have made for yourself is so safe. Safe enough to explore from this neutral platform. As you've relaxed your body and allowed the brain to move into a slowed down state of feeling and relearning. An awareness to the inner eye at the center of the forehead. And as acute as the inner eye is, and keen to stay inward, it is also the all-seeing, all-knowing of everything outside. side. What does the inner eye need you to know about your external environment? When you look outside, outward and away from self, what is it that you need to know out there? Notice any feelings, emotion, any images, people, places, decisions, roads to take or not. Allow the witness to see whatever comes. And releasing the expression of outward gaze, come back to land in that wise center point between the brows. And could you fall softly into a rhythmic breath? Fall deeply into your heavy, relaxed body. And if you feel yourself drifting, feel yourself being pulled down and away, you can always call yourself back by awakening the witness once again to the rhythm of the breath. You can stay tethered to my voice, staying in practice, as we will now move through a series of rapid visualizations, letting the creative mind flow, keeping analytics and logic and reasoning aside. See what flows from this inner space of knowing. 5 black crows across a telephone wire. 3 crows facing east. 2 crows facing west. An eagle soaring overhead. A busy highway filled with traffic, people, cars, trucks, equipment, noises, smells. 5 black crows on a telephone wire. 3 crows facing west. 2 crows facing east. An eagle circling overhead in a counterclockwise swoop. Traffic flows the other way. The world moves. The wind blows. The universe emits its energy. Green grassy field. Fence line. Fence line. Blue sky, dark rain cloud, a strong gust of wind, solid earth, a torrential downpour, a burning forest, fleeing creatures, fertile soil, rebirth, new life, the universal sound of Om. Walk closer and closer to the fence line. And as you start to see the fence line, you'll see that it has 3 wires strapped across a wooden pole. stretching for miles and miles and miles. There is no beginning and no end. You are on one side. There is a sound coming from the other side. You will recognize this as a sound that contains all sound. It is the sound of Om. Your continual chanting of the universal sound of Om. This is the trapping of the mind, the ego trapped inside of the physical self. And on the other side of ego exists this connected, always continual, whole being, separated by a wooden post and three metal wires. And a little further down the fence line, there is a black shadow that rests atop the post. Out of curiosity, you begin to make your way back down a pathway that has already been trekked, already been traveled many times. As you come closer and closer to this shadowy image, there is a striking connection with the crow that sits on the top of this wooden post. The crow sits facing north, and you are visible through his left eye. He sees you coming and stays completely still. And when you look deeply into the eye of the crow, he holds himself steady for you to gaze into whatever it is that you're meant to see here. What is the medicine of the crow? What do you see within his mind's eye? The crow is the keeper of sacred universal law. So what is it that his wisdom has for you? What do you need to know from this crow? Keeping in mind that he sees all. He sees all aspects of your being. He bears witness to every piece of you. And he is transcendent. He goes beyond physical nature into the supernatural. So much wisdom to find and see now through the eye of the crow. And it is also here that you remember and recall your Sankalpa. And perhaps through a field of rolling Oms, repeat your Sankalpa three more times. Roll your Sankalpa through the mind space, to the center of the subconscious, to the depths of your heart. And as the rolling Oms fade, the wise crow flies away. And it is here and now that you remember and recall that you are still. You are safe. You are here against the earth, fully supported, cared for, and loved. Come back to your body. Come back to your breath. Welcome back home to you. Taking all the time and space that you require here to digest, process, integrate, reflect, simply be and breathe. Be unhurried. Take your time. Coming out of your practice in any way that serves you. With my hands at my heart center, I see you, dear one. With reverence and gratitude and so much love, I bow to you. Our practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear one.